Recorded Books presents The Russian Cage by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. I sat at the table in my cabin, my sister's letter in my hand, and read it for the third time. After that, it was hard to sit still. Part of my head was making a list of the things I had to do now. The other part still couldn't believe Felicia's message. I'd gotten a letter from her right after Christmas, a thank you note for the deerskin jacket I'd sent her. Getting another letter this soon after the first one had been a surprise. As I'd walked out of the Segundo Mejia post office, I'd stuffed it in my pocket, figuring it was full of chatter about what the students had done for the rest of the holiday. Holy Russian stuff. I hadn't felt any need to hurry back up the hill to my cabin, and I'd put away my groceries before I'd opened Felicia's letter. "Dear sister," Felicia began, "thanks so much for the warm jacket. It is elegant." Right away, a bell had started ringing. From 11-year-old Felicia's very first letter to me, every word had been spelled correctly. Her handwriting had steadily improved, too. Her whole class had to write letters home at least once a month, at least those who had homes. And they had to keep a dictionary beside them while they wrote. Felicia had underlined the misspelled word, just in case I didn't notice. "Too bad I can't use it now. It was lovely and warm. I know you spent a lot of time with it. It's stored away in a box until you can repair it." With it. Not working on it. She'd had to put away her deerskin jacket. Why? I knew winters weren't really cold.